The LA Times has written some scathing editorials about people and things it deems unseemly, but for the past few days, it's focused its editorial ink and bandwidth on one man, Donald J. Trump. A series of editorials in the Times is titled "The Dishonest President," and pulls no punches as it pertains to an administration just a couple months old that's not only working to tread water right now, but the man at the top who the writers say is manipulating the electorate in the most nefarious ways. But detractors say, well, it's the LA Times. Of course the left coast rag will go for the conservative jugular. Kevin Roderick is with us for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Why is the paper doing this right now?
Why now? I think it's drawn by looking at what's happened in the first 70-so days of the Trump administration and how things are not going well. Even Trump's friendly media is talking about the foibles and fumbles of the administration. That's what's probably behind this, and that's what the editor of the opinion pages has said when he's been interviewed about this.
When he's been interviewed. Has the paper done this before?
Nothing like this. I mean, the LA Times comes in two main eras. For the first 60, 70 years, it was a very staunch Republican newspaper. Then it was, when it became a more professionalized newspaper, it shed its Republican roots and endorsed mostly Democrats on the editorial page, but not entirely. It doesn't endorse only Democrats now. But I think now it's possible that the Times is heading into a new era of being a little bit more activist on its opinion page. It seems to be. And I think that's an interesting trend for these times. There's a lot of navel-gazing in the news media these days about what is the proper tone to take in the days of Donald Trump.
I keep thinking of the fact, Kevin, that barely five newspapers across the country endorsed Donald Trump for president. The vast majority of publications across the country endorsed Hillary Clinton. What does that say about the weight of a newspaper editorial?
Well, it says that, people are not out there hanging on what any newspaper says in its editorials, especially the LA Times. For people here in Los Angeles, we are exposed to lots of other news media, right, and lots of other opinions. It matters more in small races, like the congressional race that's going to happen in central Los Angeles tomorrow. But still, I think the surprise factor of this does draw attention. The LA Times series of editorials, which is going to go on for two more days after today, has already been commented upon in the national media. It's something that all the media reporters and political shows are talking about, interested in, because it's a change in tone, a material change in tone for the LA Times.
Do you think this is some sort of publicity ploy for the Times, which has obviously seen subscriptions and ad revenue and the like go down over the past decade?
Well, I think these days newspapers should do a lot of things to attract attention. It doesn't feel like that's what this is, because I'm not sure exactly who this would be hooking in, what kind of new customers this would bring in for the LA Times. But it comes at an interesting time for the LA Times. There's the ownership of the Times parent company is in question now. Los Angeles billionaire Patrick Soon-Shiong is making a move on Tronc. That's the name of the company. He's trying to take control. He has had interest in the past about owning the LA Times. And there's also speculation now that some FCC moves to deregulate media holdings last week could be tied to Rupert Murdoch's ongoing desire to perhaps own the LA Times. So there's a lot swirling around in the background of this.
What's the end game here, do you think? What will the Times do with this?
I'm not sure. I think they've locked themselves into a corner now, because they're going to have to continue to write about Trump and follow up all of the assertions they're making. They're talking about this administration being a train wreck that they could not see coming. Today's editorial talks about Trump flat out as a liar, and it details the kind of psychological things the Times says are behind his serial lies. And that puts the Times out there in a way that the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post are not. And it puts pressure on them to deliver on that going forward. And that'll be really interesting to watch, I think.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.